现在订阅《大家说英语》杂志，不论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上 studioclassroom.com。现在请收听教学节目。Need a friend, here's what you say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. When you need a friend, here's what you say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Garrett.
And my name is Esther. Today we have a travel lesson.
That's right, where are we traveling? We're going to a part of the world called the Middle East, to the country of Jordan. Today's title is Visit Petra.
Yes, visiting Petra.Petra is the city in Jordan that we will be talking about. It's a very old city.
Yes, it is. It was built long ago. Now, thousands of tourists visit this site every year. Not too many people live there. It's more of a museum or an archaeological site.
Right. We're going to learn lots about Petra in today's reading. Garrett, can you help us?
The country of Jordan is rich in history and culture. Out in the desert lies the amazing ancient city of Petra. Most people spend only a few hours in the area, but spending a night in the small town of Wadi Musa is best. Then you can see the sunrise and sunset in Petra.Those are the best times to see the city. To get into Petra, walk through the Sheik. A path through the gorge leads you to the treasury. This marvelous building, carved into the rock, is Petra's most famous site.
Thank you so much, Garrett, for sharing so much about Petra. Now let's go to today's Find It question. Our question is...How do you get into Petra?
How do you get into Petra? Yes, friends, if you want to go there, how do you get there? Well, we will find out in our lesson today.
Now, let's go to Sonia, who will teach us our keywords.
Julie 正在看佩特拉这个城市的游记。James 问他那个城市是不是在约旦的这个国家里呢 Is that in the country of Jordan? 名词 country 是国家是的它在约旦是一个沙漠中的古城 Petra is an ancient city in the desert 名词 desert 就是沙漠朱莉说观赏这个城市的最佳时刻就是在日出和日落的时候。Sunrise and sunset are the best times to see the city. 名词 sunrise 就是日出而名词 sunset 就是日落。那里有一条峡谷步道叫做蛇道。这条路可以引领游客走到佩特拉的宝藏殿。The path leads you to the treasury. 动词 lead 就是引领。
What are you doing, Julie?
I'm reading travel blogs, just for fun.
That's cheaper than traveling.
I know, but it's not as fun. I'm reading about Petra.
Is that in the country of Jordan?
It is. Petra is an amazing ancient city out in the desert.
It has buildings carved into the rock, right?
Yes, and they are magnificent.
Julie is doing something that I love to do. You know, sometimes we don't have the chance to travel to a faraway country.But we can still read about those places and look at pictures.
Right. And that is what she is doing. She is reading travel blogs just for fun. Let's talk about this word blog. If someone writes information about something on the internet and they want other people to know about it, we can call that a blog.
Right. A blog is not like a professional newspaper article. It's just people that want to share their ideas or experiences. And, of course, reading a travel blog is a lot cheaper than traveling yourself.
It sure is, but Julie says it's not as fun. What city is she reading about, Garrett?
She's reading about Petra. Petra is a city in the country of Jordan. This is in the Middle East, next to countries like Syria, Iraq, and Israel. It is a special and old country full of interesting sights.
All right, let's talk about this word, country. The country is where you are living in. A country has its own government. If you live in a country, you have a passport.
Right. You can see lots of different countries when you look at a map. The lines show where each country ends. Well, Julie says that Petra in Jordan is an amazing ancient city out in the desert.
Yes, Petra is an amazing ancient city. If something is ancient, it means it's very, very old. And where is it? It's out in the desert.
Right. The desert is a place where it doesn't rain a lot. In fact, it almost never rains. Usually, deserts are quite hot. And that word desert looks a lot like one other word, doesn't it?
It sure does. It looks like the word dessert, which has two S's instead of one S. Desserts are things like chocolates and cookies, so make sure you don't mix up those two words, dessert and desert.
I was always taught that dessert has two S's because you want more of it, but you don't want more desert. Friends, it's time to go and learn from Sonia now.
Julie 说，佩特拉是远在沙漠中的一座了不起的古城。Petra is an amazing ancient city out in the desert. 句中 out 是副词，表示远离在外的意思。来看例句。They had a picnic out in the forest. 他们远在森林中野餐。或是 They ate at a cute little restaurant out in the countryside.他们远在乡间的一个可爱小餐厅中用餐。再一句 This trail leads out into the mountains. 这个步道通往远处的山中。
Thanks, Sonia. So we learn a little bit more about how Petra was made. James asks if Petra was carved into the rock.
Right. Petra does have buildings.Carved into the rock. Now, if you carve something, you're using a tool, like a knife, to make marks into something hard, like a piece of wood or a rock.
So these buildings weren't built up one brick at a time. They were carved out of the mountainside. And they are magnificent.
If something is magnificent, it means it's wonderful and amazing. They are magnificent.That's today's calendar phrase.
They are magnificent.
They are magnificent.
他们太壮观了。
Some places have beautiful rainforests.
They are magnificent.
Some places have beautiful mountains.
They are magnificent.
Some places have beautiful beaches.
They are magnificent.
What does this place have?
You and me. And we are magnificent.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
They are magnificent.
They are magnificent.
他们太壮观了。
Friends, it's time for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Have you ever dreamed of living in a cave?
Have you ever been to a cave? Have you ever experienced what it's like visiting a cave?
Well, the buildings in the town of Petra are like caves, but much more magnificent. Let's get back to our conversation.
What are you learning about Petra?
Sunrise and sunset are the best times to see the city. You can stay near it in the town of Wadi Musa.
How do you get to Petra from the town?
You walk through a gorge called the Sikh. The path leads you to the treasury.
What's that?
A beautiful ancient building. It's probably Petra's most famous site.
All right, so we learned that Julie was reading travel blogs about Petra, and James wants to know more.
Right, he asks, what are you learning about Petra? He wants to see what Julie is reading about.
Well, Julie says that sunrise and sunset are the best times to see the city. These are, of course, the times when the sun comes up or rises and when the sun goes down or sets.
Right. So think of these two words as sunrise and sunset. Those are good words to remember.
Exactly. So those are some good times to go and see the city because you can watch the sun over the city and see those great sights. And where can you stay when you visit?
Well, when you visit, you can stay in a town called Wadi Musa. It's a town where you can see the sunrise and sunset.
Yeah, and it's right next to Petra, so it's the perfect place to stay. But how do you get to Petra from the town? Can you just drive over?
Well, that leads us to our Find It question. Friends, did you get the answer? Our question is, how do you get into Petra?
You walk through the Sikh. Yes, there's a gorge called the Sikh. A gorge is like a long valley. It was probably cut out by a river long ago, and this path will lead you to the treasury.
Right. When you are walking on this gorge, you will see mountains or trees on two sides, and it will lead you on a special road to a place called the treasury.
Now, if someone leads you, they are showing you which way to go. If you go on a tour, there might be a guide who is leading you or showing you where to go. But here in this sentence, we are saying that this gorge shows you the path. It leads you.
Right. It takes you there. Well, James wants to know, what is the treasury? He asks, what's that?
It is a beautiful ancient building. Julie says it's probably Petra's most famous site. And here's Sonia to tell us more.
Julie 说，一座美轮美奂的古老神殿应该是佩特拉最负盛名的景点。It's probably Petra's most famous site. 名词 site 与 site 发音相同，却意思不同。先来看景色观光景点的 site。来看例句。The colorful balloons in the sky were a beautiful sight. 天空中色彩缤纷的气球是一幅美丽的景象。或是 There are many sights to see in Taipei. 在台北有很多景点可以参观。另外 sight 是场地地点的意思。来看例句。This is the site of the new children's playground.这是新的儿童游乐区的场地，或是 They chose a good site for their flower garden. 他们为他们的花园选了一个很好的地点。
Thank you, Sonia. Now, friends, you might hear that word treasury elsewhere. A treasury is sometimes part of a government or a special building that deals with money. Money is usually stored or kept there.
Right. And you'll hear this word site when you talk about visiting different places. The places you visit are called the sites that you see.
Exactly. Well, friends, we learned quite a bit in our lesson today. So let's review what we learned together.
Here is your first key word. Country. Country. How many countries did you visit?
Desert. Desert. It's very dry in the desert.
Sunrise. Sunrise. The sky is beautiful at sunrise.
Sunset. Sunset. What time is sunset?
Lead. Lead. The trail led them to a lake. Friends, those are today's key words. Keep practicing.
And now it's your turn.
The words for today are country, desert, sunrise, sunset, and lead. Now it's your turn to use them in a sentence. First one, bring water when you go to the... That's right. Bring water when you go to the desert. Next. The sign, us the wrong way. You got it. The sign led us the wrong way. Next. He was up early to see the... Correct. He was up early to see the sunrise. Next. Did you visit the... of Japan? Great job. Did you visit the country of Japan? Last one. The sky is colorful at... Good answer. The sky is colorful at sunset. Friends, did you guess all the right words? Great. I'll see you next time for your turn.
What are you doing, Julie?
I'm reading travel blogs, just for fun.
That's cheaper than traveling.
I know, but it's not as fun. I'm reading about Petra.
Is that in the country of Jordan?
It is. Petra is an amazing ancient city out in the desert.
It has buildings carved into the rock, right?
Yes, and they are magnificent.
What are you learning about Petra?
Sunrise and sunset are the best times to see the city. You can stay near it in the town of Wadi Musa.
How do you get to Petra from the town?
You walk through a gorge called the Seek. The path leads you to the treasury.
What's that?
A beautiful ancient building. It's probably Petra's most famous site.
Hey, James, what are you doing?
I'm reading a travel blog about the country of Jordan.
Really? Why?
Just for fun. Look, this is the city of Petra.
Ooh, can you see camels there?
Yes, and look, it has buildings carved into the rock.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's magnificent. The best time to visit is sunrise or sunset.
How do you get to those buildings?
You walk from a town through a gorge. The path leads you to the treasury.
The treasury? What's that?
A beautiful ancient building.
Hey, let's go to Petra. Can we get there before sunset?
Ginger, Jordan is on the other side of the world.
Oh, then we better hurry. Let's go.
Oh, hey there. My name is Gabe, and it's fun time. Welcome to the desert.
Yeah, there's a lot to see here, especially sand.
Yeah, you're right about that. A talking camel. So tell me about the desert.
Well, the desert has two kinds of weather.
Oh, What are the two kinds of weather?
Well, there's hot and hotter.
You're right about that. Very funny, by the way.
The desert is a great place. A lot of movie stars visit here.
Movie stars? Really? Well, how do the movie stars keep cool?
Well, they have a lot of fans.
Movie stars have fans.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny. But tell me, really, how do you keep cool?
Easy. I eat ice cream.
Oh, I love ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you have in the desert?
Melted ice cream. hey, I have a question for you.
You have a question? What's the question?
What is the coolest letter in the alphabet?
The coolest letter? Letters. A, B, C?
No, the coolest letter is the letter T.
The letter T?
Yes. Iced tea. It's really cool.
Ha ha. Iced tea. But not just the one letter T. T-E-A. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Hey, there are two glasses here.
That's right.
Well, this glass is full of water.
Yes, that's for you, in case you get thirsty.
Oh. Well, what about this glass? It's empty.
That's in case you're not thirsty.
Very funny. Again, this is one funny camel. You know what, though? I think it's time to say goodbye.
Well, goodbye, everyone.
Keep cool.
I'm a big fan.
When I was in university, I got to learn all about ancient cultures and cities. And places like Petra are wonderful places to see these kinds of things. They actually carved the city out of rock.
That's amazing. Did you learn about the treasury when you were studying?
I did not. I never learned about Jordan, but I'm interested to learn about it now. I can't imagine being someone who lived there, having to grab my tools every morning and hit away at the rock all day.
And I'm sure the people there also enjoy the sunrise and the sunset.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, Jordan is an amazing country in an interesting part of the world. And Petra is not the only place you can visit there. I'm sure we'll talk about some other interesting places tomorrow.
Now, Jordan is a country in a part of the world we call the Middle East. Other countries in the Middle East include Iran, Iraq, Israel, Lebanon, and Syria.
Yeah, some of these countries have been somewhat dangerous places to visit in recent years. But if you do go, they are full of history and very friendly people.
Friends, this is all we have for today. But we'll continue talking about Petra tomorrow. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.